time the power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. Today we'll look at Acts chapter 17, verse 11, which reads, "They, the Bereans, were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." I think this is one of those passages that often slip by unnoticed, and that's unfortunate because I think it has a great application. There's a problem I see, and that is, people are becoming faithful followers of their church and their pastors, or for that matter, even these so-called movements of God. And as a result of their allegiance, they blindly accept anything that's preached from their pulpit. This is a problem because their faith should be in Christ alone, and the authority on any issue should be God's word. Now, here's the thing. It is a pastor's job to preach and teach the word of God to help you and I learn what God's word says and how it should apply into our lives. But it was never meant for us to just blindly accept everything that's said just because it comes from a pastor. Pastors are humans too. They make mistakes. But worse than that are those pastors who purposely twist scripture to fit their own agendas. And there are many who do exactly that. Listen, it is so easy to preach an entirely false doctrine by simply taking a passage out of context and twisting it to mean something completely different than what it actually meant. And unfortunately, it happens a lot. And as a result, we're seeing more and more false doctrines and goofy movements being embraced by the masses because so many are just faithful followers of these preachers. This is the danger of not doing the work ourselves and making sure what is being taught is indeed scripturally solid. Look, I don't care what authority a preacher claims to speak from. It is our job to make sure it is sound biblical doctrine. And to do less is to simply ignore what scripture says. And this passage in Acts shows us this, and that the Bereans were praised for their willingness to research what was being taught to them. They did not just blindly accept it as truth. And to that I will add Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, which says, "We should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried away by every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ." So, all I can say is, let us do our part. Search the scriptures and make sure what we are being taught is indeed God's truth. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week, and until next time, this is Dave, signing out.